This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot joins us at 3 for Tuesdays with Elliot. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, we have a few different Twitter questions, so I'm going to let you pick which one you want this time. Which team means more to you, 17 or 24? Okay. We have, did you like Friends? And which was the better QB season, Wentz in 17 or Vic in 2010? Which one do you want to do first? We'll spread them out through the show.
Yeah, let's go with the which team do you like more?
All right.
I'll go with that one first.
Which team means more to you, the 17 Eagles or last year's Eagles team? What do you think the vote is at?
I'm going to go with, most people are, you know, nostalgic, so they're going to go with 17. Yeah, 17. But they're misguided. They don't know any better. But it's probably 17. Let's go 67%.
This is 52%.
Ooh, 17. Closer than I thought.
It's very close.
Ah,
it's very close.
I misjudged that a little bit. I thought there'd be more people there. So actually, a lot more people agree with me than I thought.
I wonder, though, too, not saying it's not.
Come on.
No. Sometimes we have a different split in the people we talk to on the air.
Of course.
Than we do online.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
this. It feels like what we're going to get on phones today is a lot of 17.
Yes.
You know, but online we'll
not
get...
Not truth tellers, though.
Yeah. It's truth tellers on Twitter. That's what we got. Truth tellers. So we'll hear what Todd McShay thought of the Eagles draft in a moment. 215-592-9494. The reason we're talking about this is because of BG Day yesterday. BG won two Super Bowls, and it seems like people were...
Shout out to everybody, too, yesterday. That was awesome.
It was awesome.
Everybody that came out yesterday.
At Great American Pub, it was great.
That was awesome.
At Colonial Theater. It was great. Yeah,
great job.
Phoenixville's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, I would say I want to make it one of my new hanging spots, but I'd be lying.
Well, it's only 55 miles away from where we live,
exactly,
but
yeah.
You know, but it is beautiful.
It's a good spot.
So we're talking about both those teams. It seems like most people felt like the 17 team meant more. So that is the question today: which Super Bowl team means more to you, the 17 team or this year's? And next question, based on the 21st anniversary of the Friends finale, give us a notable finale. It doesn't have to be TV; it could be TV, movies, sports, whatever it is. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck? What up, Chuck, sir?
Hey, listen, man. I got to say, 17 was special, right? I love that team. That team's dead on heart. But 22 and 24 kind of like go together. You know what I mean? Let me explain why.
Yeah, right? I kind of understand that, yeah.
You know what I mean? We had unfinished business in 22, and it's ironic that fate had it where as though we faced the same team, same quarterback, same coach who beat us 3 points. And we avenged that loss, you know, miraculously.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant more to me, than 17. And plus the guys that won this Super Bowl, this guy's been with us since the first Super Bowl. You know, they built up to this moment. And then to see them actually go out there and achieve greatness at the highest level with our starting quarterback, the coach on the hot seat before coming into the season. You don't know where he was going to be at. It was just more adversity with this team that they had to face to win a Super Bowl, which to me sticks out more to me. And it was the second one. So now I can brag about the multiples. Go ahead, Spike.
So, Chuck, and look, everybody feels the way they feel. It's not a debate. It's more just like a question. When you say overcame more, I understand overcame the other Super Bowl, but when you look at the story, I think one of the reasons that people love the 17 team so much is because of what they overcame. Not just, first of all, overcoming the loss of Carson Wentz, but also overcoming the loss of Jason Peters.
Lost at least five guys before we even got the Wentz.
Michael Kendricks.
Yeah.
You know, we lost that. So I think
Sproles
and
Jordan Hicks.
The identity of that team was underdogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. They went from being, you know, the best team in the league to a team that nobody believed in except for us. So I understand the overcoming thing, but I do think both teams had that just in really different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, they overcame injuries during the season. This team overcame a season in between that Super Bowl year mm-hmm. and the winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That really put this franchise, you know, on the hook. You know what I'm saying?
Howie yeah.
was all, you know, being questioned. Nick was being questioned. You know, and it was a lot of questions that needed to be answered. And they came out and they answered them. You know what I mean? They went out, they made the moves that they needed to make to add to this team with Saquon Barkley, you know, some of the draft picks that they did. You know, they took a step back and took two steps forward. And when I say they overcame adversity, I'm not saying they overcame more than the 17 team
sure.
or the 17 team overcame more than them. But it was two different ways that they overcame adversity. And when I say that they overcame adversity, I mean like the season that they had before
yeah.
mm-hmm.
championship team.
And
you know what I mean?
and they even
the season was a lot of questions. Like,
yeah,
like,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just gonna say, in me agreeing with Chuck, I think what this team had to overcome this past season, in some ways, can be viewed as more difficult than what the Eagles had to overcome because they sort of rallied around each other through injuries, right? Us against the world, that sort of thing. This team almost had to fight internally, mm-hmm. and they had to fight out outside noise about the coach
exactly.
and everything else. So that's a lot harder to overcome than injuries.
Exactly. I think also.
Think about it, right? They had every game home. I believe they had, if I'm not mistaken, the Eagles had a bye week that 2017 year. This year we had four games. And
yep.
all at home,
yep.
we had four games that we had to get through four pretty good opponents to get to where
yep.
we needed to go. So this was a more dominant team that I could just hang my hat on and say this team, you know, just like you said, like just you know, put your chest out and you can sit with those other teams that got multiple rings and they can't say nothing to you, can't say it was a fluke or nothing because this was the most dominant team in football in 2024. And I just think that they mean more to me than the 17 team. I'm sorry. I do. And I love 17 team. That team is the first. But this team right here, man, they just dominate. And they show that I think that it could be more sustainable. That's just
yeah.
my opinion.
Chuck.
Jokic had 42 yesterday. 42 and 22. That's a player, Spike. That's a player. Jokic, you see him yesterday? Spike.
Yes.
I saw.
Yeah, I saw.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah.
I went to bed, but I didn't see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Chuck, for next question, you want to give us a notable finale?
Notable finale. I'm going to say, Martin Lawrence.
Wow.
Martin Show.
That's notable. A good one.
That's my guy. No, that's a good one, Chuck.
Yeah, it's a good one, Chuck.
Wonder we heard that one.
Always locked in.
I did not know the Martin.
Didn't sound like he heard the show prior to.
No.
I never even heard anything about the Martin finale.
Yeah, I've heard about it twice in 35 minutes. Yeah.
Didn't know it was, you know, bad.
Yep. That's bad on us. Bad on us. You know, as Chuck brings up what this team had to overcome,
mm-hmm.
I do think...
That matters.
Well, I do think I have, and I wonder if other people have too, we remember the things that happened in this season, but I don't know if we, in 2024, I don't know if we exactly feel them, because what we talk about when we talk about the 2024 season is the... Winning 16 out of 17 games,
right?
Like that is.
We act like that's where the season
dominant,
started.
like the controversies that happened with this team. And by the way, not just early in the season, because the Jalen AJ thing was later.
Late.
Was
yeah.
later in the season. Brandon
yeah.
was already hurt when that happened.
Yep.
So not only you know having you know, having the injury to AJ early, but the losses early, the controversy around Nick after the Browns game,
going into the season,
the Jalen AJ stuff during the season, like this team, you know, if it was as dominant the whole time as we said it was without any trouble, we would have had a boring year, and we did not have a boring year.
It was not a boring
year. We were fighting about this team every week. So for a team that won 16 out of 17 games, there was a lot of adversity within the season that I think, you know, maybe one day when you see an hour documentary about the season, they'll also highlight those things because they were part of the team. You know?
I agree.
And I think it's what made them, it's what sold me on Nick specifically, was his management, even though some of it was created by him.
Sure. Yeah. No, I totally agree. I think we look at the 2017 team and it's that year, right? And we chronicled everything they went through, the injuries, and no one likes us, we don't care, and the underdog, that was awesome. The playoff home stretch that, you know, other than the Falcons game was obviously pretty much of a cakewalk. I look at this team, and they had to overcome a lot. I think they played a more difficult schedule, so they had tougher opponents they had to beat. And as great as that game was in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady, and it was a great game. It'll go down as one of the best Super Bowls ever, the back and forth and all of that. But when you're talking about sheer dominance, you know, against one of the all-time greats, that's where I don't think people realize how good the team was. It's like, dude, we got in the Super Bowl and did that to Patrick Mahomes. Like, we survived Tom Brady.
Right.
And Tom Brady still
did
his thing.
Yes.
Like, we went in there and dominated Patrick Mahomes to a point, Spike. I said this, I was thinking about this yesterday. I said, I haven't rewatched the game one time.
Right.
So the first time I see the Super Bowl again will be like the first time because I don't remember a whole lot of the small details of the game.
Yeah.
I remember the highlight plays that we run. The game was so dominant, I wasn't necessarily locked in, hanging on tooth and nail to every play. You're almost just preparing, how are we going to celebrate this team afterwards? And we had to do that for a whole half.
I almost feel like I remember.
We had to do that for a whole half.
I almost feel like I remember the idea of this game more than I remember the game itself.
I remember more of the week leading up to the game than I do the actual Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Yeah. We should do a rewatch.
I'm like, whenever we rewatch it, I figure we'll do it at some point.
We got a whole summer.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, it'll be like the first time for me.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Which Super Bowl team means more to you? 17-24 coming off of BG Day yesterday. We will get to what Todd McShay said about how the Eagles did in the draft right after I tell you about Guida during window. So, you know, I'm a customer serviceman. You know, I judge a company a lot of times. The product is very important, but it's how they treat you. And Guida, the product is important, right? You're going to get energy efficient windows, going to make your house better, right? Your energy bills are going to go down. Your house value is going to go up. You're going to feel good about it. Same with the insulated entry door, the best doors, sliding patio door, whatever it is. But the process of getting from point A to point B, when you call 877-GO-GUIDE or you go to goguida.com, for a big project, they make you feel comfortable. They make you feel like they've got it handled, right? Whether it's the free in-home, you know, estimate where they come out and they measure the windows, they tell you what's going to be best for your house, whether it's the project, if Sam came out to my house, whether you're in the office with Ronnie and the rest of the crew, and they're telling you, here's how we're going to do it. Here are your options. Customer service is so important. And I'll get to the price in a second, but the process from Guida was awesome. Speaking of price, 20% off everything. Every window, every door, 20% off right off the top. And this big project, you're going to start with no money down. So no money out of your pocket. Keep your money in your pocket and no interest for up to 36 months. It's great. Every part of it is great. The offer is good for a limited time. There are restrictions. So what I want you to do is call 877-GO-GUIDE. Get your free no-obligation in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. All right, Todd McShay, one of the foremost draft experts out there doing everything, working for The Ringer currently, has the Todd McShay Show. And here is what Todd McShay said about how the Eagles did in the NFL draft this year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, this draft isn't going to be like, it may not turn out to be the best draft that Howie's ever had, but he knew coming in, and this, some of the best GMs knew this. This is not going to be a great class, but there's a lot of depth. Let's backlog it and get a lot of picks, and that's exactly what they did. He made a kind of a weird movement up one spot, five, but he got Jihad Campbell, right, the linebacker, who there's some durability stuff, but you look, it's just value. Like every good team player. I talk to is a top 12 player, but he has the injury stuff. I like Andrew Mukuba a lot.
I don't like him there.
I thought it was slightly early, but he's a ball hawk and a guy who can go make.
So he plays strong safety for them at his size. I think that he's more of a nickel, and you have the best young nickel in the game in Cooper DeJean.
Smile Munden was in the fifth round, and he's going to be great covering kicks and working him in nickel and dime packages. I thought that Drew Kendall, like I talked to some teams, man. Drew Kendall, I was surprised they think he has starting potential. Miles Hinton from Michigan Eagles fans.
Called you after watching him. I was like, man, this kid can play a little bit.
You look at his traits. Now, he is not a glass eater, as we like to call. You can develop that in him. But if that doesn't work out, we brought in Cameron Williams, who I didn't think would get to the sixth.
Who played hurt last year. Glass eater. And probably should have gone back because he was only, I think, a one-year starter, and he was banged up all year. But traits for days. Kyle McCord, what'd you think about that?
I only was against McCord when people were starting to talk like this could be the steal of the draft. They were talking to him about him like people should have been, and I was talking about Tyler Shuck. Like, but like in the sixth, sure. And how he always takes a quarterback, and so like let's see what we can get out of him there.
Well, I think McShay's analysis was garbage. He's a garbage analysis.
But, all based on the McCord.
Well, it's just like, why don't you chill out, Todd? Why don't you watch some of the film? Why don't you grind the tape like us draft guys do, us draft Knicks, and you'll see that Kyle McCord was the steal of the draft. Hey, look, I think he's sort of at a spot where he is saying because it's deep, it's sort of like deep mid, right? Like it is a deep draft in pretty good players. Mm. So what they did was they said, well, we'll get as many as we can.
And hit on fewer of them. Yeah, if we hit on five of them, fine.
Yes. What I'm going to, just off of him talking about trading up one spot to get Jihad Campbell,
yeah.
I'm going to put out a little nugget for the Eagles Insider of the Year candidates out there.
Oh.
I'm going to, a bounty. We did this at some point. I need to know who they were trying to move up for earlier. When they're trying to move up to 22.
Oh, you don't believe it was Campbell?
No, I think they're lying. I don't believe it was Campbell. They're always going to say that's
sure,
what it was.
Yeah.
So I guess
be a DN, right? Or was it an old lineman?
Starks was up there night. Too.
Yeah.
He went 24.
You know, you're right. He did. Yeah.
He went 24.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
And you know,
I wonder if it was Starks.
You know, and the Ravens know how to draft defense.
Yeah.
Obviously. So
yeah, I wonder if it was Starks.
So that is what I'm putting out there. And because all of the Eagles insider candidates just blew the draft terribly. I mean, just nobody mentioned Jihad Campbell, not one of them. And then immediately after the draft, they're all saying what a great pick it was. It was like, oh, we didn't think we'd be there. It was like, oh, you didn't even watch the tape. Stop it. You didn't think it would be there. Stop. Get better info next time. I need somebody to find out who they were trying to trade up to get. That's all I want.
I feel you. Mukuba? How you pronounce his last name?
Mukuba, but he said Andrew. He goes by Drew, so it's Drew Mukuba.
Hold on.
That's going to be hard to say.
We went through this with Slay.
Yep.
Telling us what to call him. So he wants to be called Drew.
He goes by Drew, he says.
All right. Yep. Drew Mukuba.
Drew Mukuba.
All right, Drew.
Yeah.
Mukuba.
Mukuba.
Lighting the bridges. Buck 85. That's kind of small to be a safety, but okay. We'll see what he can do.
Yep.
We'll see what he can do. I like the small smile London. London.
Yes.
Ah, it reminds me of myself.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing. Oh,
there it
two
is.
Two big programs.
Hey, what is he, 6'2", 225.
Flies around on special teams.
Yeah, flies around on special teams. Could be a third down guy. Yeah, kind of reminds me of myself.
There you go.
So therefore, I'm already in on him.
Okay. Because he reminds you of you.
Smile.
That's why I like Kyle McCord.
Yeah.
White guy went to Syracuse. Reminds me of me.
Reminds me of you.
Yep.
There you go. Other than that, I'm not really sure what the hell we got in the draft.
Yeah, like
yeah, I don't already know what we got.
Baldy telling us that Ty Robinson is better than...
I do like Ty Robinson, but better than Milton Williams. Okay.
It's like, come on.
He might be.
He might be, I guess. But if we had kept Milton Williams was like the Eagles' find of the decade until he left, and he became
we're gonna replace Milton Williams.
He was the highest paid defensive free agent in football.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily mean he's good, but you know.
No, he was good. We watched him. He was good. Listen, if Ty Robinson is, I'll take Ty Robinson being as good as Milton Williams.
Seems like it would
be better.
Yeah. Seems like it would be a pretty big hit.
Yes.
215-592-9494. John in Oxford, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
My guys, what's going on, Spike? What's going on, Ike? What's going on?
What's up, John?
What's up, John? Say hi to Jack.
I already said hi to Jack.
Okay, fair enough.
But again, no one hears that. Well, I need recognition.
Jack, enough.
Yeah. Jack, I love you. I respect you, brother. I'm Philly heart and heart, man.
All right.
You know, Catherine Street, just for argument's sake.
Okay.
Anyway, I hear you both sides. I 17. The reason why is a couple reasons. That was a hell of a season for us to get in there. And when we did get in there, they dialed up a game that you can't even dream of.
You're talking about the 17 team.
17 team, yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
offensively,
yeah. Defensively, left a little to be desired, aside from BG's.
I don't know what Jim Schwartz was doing that day. Yeah.
Thank God Brady dropped that pass, by the way. Yeah.
That's right. So other teams had to lose for us to get in. We got in, and then we dialed up a game that was, you know, just as good as a Philly special, man. So going into halftime, how did you feel about that?
I felt good going into halftime of that game. Although I still said to myself, we got a whole half with Tom Brady still to go, so I didn't feel completely comfortable about it. But I felt good. That was a good game. That was because, you remember, the year before was the Patriots. They came back from the 28-3 game.
Yeah. Was it? Yes, that was the year before. Yep.
So I couldn't feel completely comfortable about the game.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it was Tom Brady and Bill Belichick on the other side. Yeah. I think there was something about, but after the Patrick Robinson interception, mm-hmm. I just didn't think they could lose any games. I felt like as good as the Patriots were and as much as we were underdogs in Minneapolis, felt like every Eagles fan was sure we were going to win.
It felt like our time.
It really did. It felt like it was snowballing.
Yep.
You know?
I agree.
John, do you have a notable finale for us?
I do. We thought about this long and hard. There's a lot of haymakers, but I'm going to take Sons of Anarchy with Kurt Sutter.
You know, I never watched Sons of Anarchy. Yeah. It was a motorcycle gang show, right?
Oh, sounds right up my alley.
Yeah.
It went for four seasons, but yeah. the ending, the way they tied it together with Chick Trakis was brilliant.
Huh?
And Married from Children, she was in it too.
Who?
Oh, Peggy Bundy.
Peggy Bundy was in?
Or Christina Applegate, which one?
No, Peggy Bundy.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's a real name now.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. A lot of people. I don't even know her real name.
No, neither do I. Thank you for the call, John.
I don't think I remember her real name.
No, I don't. I certainly don't. Well, was she ever in anything else? I guess she was in Sons of Anarchy.
What the hell was Christina Applegate's name?
Christina Applegate.
No.
Oh, okay, in the show.
Yes.
She was, oh my God. Well, she was Kelly.
Kelly Bundy.
She was Kelly.
Yes, I couldn't think of the name. Yeah, Kelly
Bundy. It felt so obvious. I felt like I was saying something wrong.
No, Kelly
Peggy
Bundy
was a mom. Bud was a kid. Kelly was a kid.
Katie Seagal is her real
name. Katie Seagal.
Yes,
that's who it is. Yes, Katie Seagal.
Was she up your alley?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I was in on Peg. Man.
Yeah.
I was in on Peg. Man. I was.
I felt like that might be the case. Man.
So, I thought I was Al Bundy for a while.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, I even though I was younger at that time, I wasn't even married with George and I was young.
Yep.
Something about him being the high school football star and that whole thing and you know, he's a shoe salesman.
Yep.
You know, never really got a good break, you know. I don't know. He was like a hero.
Well, I mean, we kind of have our own Al Bundy here as the third name.
A lot of comparisons.
Yeah, a lot of Al Bundy here.
Oh, hi.
Yep.
2012 first team all Chestmont.
There it is.
Yep.
We have a lot to fight with. We're talking about the 17 team versus the 24 team and which team means more to you. 215-592-9494. Have a lot to argue with Elliot about coming up next.
Oh, God.
We have to argue with Elliot.
But there's nothing even on the dot. What do you have to argue with him about?
What? There's always stuff.
Happy. Well, hold on. Nice
take a guess.
Right
Let's
now.
Take a guess. Which team is he?
Last year's team. Nick Sirianni.
Oh, yeah, because he's so Eagles'd up right now. It'll be 24.
Nauseating.
Oh, my God.
He's going to make us hate the 24 team. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. I mean, the we'll hear the worm talking. It was Howie's masterpiece.
A real franchise quarterback won it.
Yeah.
Right.
Second best quarterback in the league.
Well, he did have him on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Wrongly, should not be on Mount Rushmore.
Psychotic.
Yes. More deserving of being on their team's Mount Rushmore. Quick question, not to derail the segment. I'm very sorry. But Bryce or Jalen?
It's Jalen.
It's probably Jalen.
Yeah, it's Jalen. And I'm like, I wanted to say Bryce, but I have no way to back it up.
Bryce is probably closer to being on his Mount Rushmore.
Jalen can get his way off the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, Bryce is probably closer to being on the Phillies' Mount Rushmore than Jalen is to being on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, it would be hard to argue Bryce over Jalen at this point for Mount Rushmore. Now, when we get to top 11.
Who's been the better player? I would say Bryce has been the better individual player.
100%.
Right. That would be my argument. Yes.
And won an actual MVP, not a runner-up MVP.
But no one remembers that he won MVP.
Yes. Well, again. Yes.
Even I tweet the MV3 thing, and I don't even remember him winning the MVP.
Yeah.
What was his notable moment that year?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
All right.
What was it?
I have no idea.
This comeback against the Cubs. That's when he sealed it.
Is that the one? Yeah, with the grand slam?
No, that was his first year.
All right.
See?
Yes. Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis.
I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.